Unapologetically Me podcast with your host, Ian White, life fulfillment coach, who helps people get out of their own way so they can live the life they were meant to.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Ian White, your life fulfillment coach and the president of Coaching Deconstructed. And this is episode number 2 of my Unapologetically Me podcast on iTunes. And my intention with this show is to help people to live their life to their fullest potential, to get out of their own way so that they can be what they want to be, do what they want to do, have what they want to have. And I want to do that by sharing my stories, my journey of living a life that I tolerated to living a life that is rich and full of life. And I want to do that by sharing some topics that are really core with the clients that I typically work with, and some tools and some processes and practices that will help you in your day-to-day living of your life. And the reason I know that these tools are useful is because I use them in my own life, and they're the core pieces that I use with my clients to help them get unstuck and moving towards the life that they desire. And just before I go into the meat of today's podcast, I want to let you know where you can find me. You can find me at www.coachingdeconstructed.com. You can send me emails to send me feedback or comments or questions at info@coachian.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Coach Ian White. So today's topic is about happiness, really, and that there is nothing more important in this world than the way that you feel. And this is literally your compass for life. So if you only come away with one tidbit of information today, take this to the bank. There's nothing more important than the way that you feel. So if you dedicate your time and energy as to how do I feel right now, and only selecting things that make you feel good, you will be in a much better place. Because oftentimes we get caught up in our day-to-day experience and focused on details of our lives that don't feel great. I don't have enough money in the bank, or my house isn't the best, or my relationship's in shambles. We get focused on the details that don't feel so good, when in actuality, we've got a lot of other things going on for us that are really, really great. But we only notice what's not working, or that's at least where we're spending our time and energy. But if I was able to switch your perspective on these areas that you think aren't working out, I wonder how you might approach life. And what if I was to tell you that everything is always working out for me? And that everything is always working out for you. Because it is. And oftentimes it's because we can't see the end result of our current circumstances that we label them as bad or negative or not so good. Whether it be a relationship that's not quite working, or a job, maybe you've just been fired or let go. Or maybe you're someone like me who's got clients and your clients start falling off or they start moving on. But no matter what the situation is, when you're able to open up to see that everything is working out for me and you just haven't seen the end result, it takes the pressure off a little bit. At least it does for me. Because if I look back at some more significant areas of my life, like when I was married and divorced at 24, and not understanding how this could have happened to me. If that hadn't happened, I wouldn't have been in the position that I was to meet my wife, the person who I spend my life with now, who is a way better mate and partner and support system than my original wife was. But if I only focus on what's not working, I only see that really small area that's not working out for me, and I'm not seeing the big picture. I'm not seeing the amazing life that I have now with my wife, with our amazing kids and our nice house and all these other great things that are happening right now, because I don't have the full picture yet. And I would challenge you to go back and look at your lives as well and notice areas that maybe you didn't think were so hot at the time, but have worked out really, really well for you. Could be in work, could be in your relationships, could be financial situations. It's amazing really how things work out for us. And the reason I want to share this with you is because if you're able to make that transition from what's not feeling great in the moment to something that feels better, you will instantly start to notice more of the good things that are going on for you. If you've ever heard the expression, where energy flows, where attention goes, energy flows. I really give that a lot of credence. I think it's true. So whether your point of attraction is noticing what's not working out, you're going to notice a whole lot of stuff that's not working out. Or on the flip side, if you start noticing what's really going well for you, you're going to notice more and more of that. And there's a new process that I actually experimented with just today. And I think it's a really cool process. And it's journaling on synchronicities. So essentially, this is one way to get out of maybe a bad, funky mood and move into a much better feeling place by journaling all of the cool things that are showing up that are lining up for you, that things are moving in the right direction as opposed to what's not working out. And even if you backtrack that just a little while or a little ways, you'll notice that things are always working out for you. I mean, there's been so many times, I can't even count the number of times I've had clients who've wanted to reschedule or cancel their appointment, and I thought, oh crap, there goes another whatever income or whatever. And something else has come in place of it that was better, more exciting, or that even brought more value to me. And if you know things are working out for you, you can focus on all of the amazing things that are showing up. And then you start generating and expecting more good things to show up. And then you start noticing more of it show up as well. So that's one way that you can notice and make a shift in the way that you feel. Pretty quickly is just by reframing your outlook on life to noticing what's lining up for you, what's working out for you. There's also another process I want to share with you, which is kind of the basis of a lot of the coaching that I do. And it's a 5-step process. And it's called my personal growth and development spiral. And it has 5 stages. So there's an awareness stage, an acknowledgement phase, an allowing phase, an action phase, and an activation phase. So the awareness phase is noticing something that's showing up in your life that you're not happy with, for example. And then the next phase is acknowledging how that thing that's not working out for you is affecting your life. From there, you move in. So in that acknowledgement phase, you start to identify what your new desires, your new expectations, your new hopes of what you'd like to see different show up in your life. The next phase is allowing. So allowing things to show up that support you in moving into that new desired state of mind or that place or location or situation. And then from that, things will show up for you that you want to take inspired action on. So things that excite you, get you a little excited, that you're curious about, opportunities start showing up, and you take action on the things that feel the best, that feel good, using your happiness compass like I talked about earlier. What shows up, take action where it feels good to do. And then activation is the results, the manifestation of the results of the action that you took. And then you re-enter the spiral again, continually growing and spiraling upward in your evolution, in your personal growth, in your situations. Okay? I'll give you an example of how this has worked in my life fairly recently. So last June or July, I ended up getting one of those. I don't know if you guys are on LinkedIn or not, but on LinkedIn they have this kind of pop-up notification that when people have an anniversary of some kind or something. And this one woman reached out to me, and she personalized her message just enough, because normally I just ignore them, but she personalized it just enough to say, "Hey, I see you have an anniversary. Good luck to you," or whatever. And normally, like I said, I wouldn't pay much attention to that kind of thing, but I noticed this one, and I ended up clicking on her link and going to her profile and noticing that she was a podcast or a radio host, internet radio host, and that she was just starting the station and she's kicking things off and she's looking for hosts. And I took some inspired action. So, let me back up just a little bit. So in this spiral, I was making a lot of requests that I needed to get more visibility. I wanted to get out there. I didn't know really where I needed to go or who needed to show up or where I wanted to end up. But I was making a request to the universe that I wanted support in this area. And when I acknowledged that by not putting myself out there, I wasn't going to get any traction. I wasn't going to be visible. So when I was in that allowing phase of, you know, just trying to tune in with the things that were showing up that felt good or that I was inspired to take action on, her message inspired some action from me to go in and to ask her if she wanted to have a meeting. So we set up a meeting, I think, for the next day or two. And we had a quick conversation, and she invited me into her station at no cost. She gave me some support on how to get started, and she aired my show for about 6 months, 6 to 8 months. And that was the commitment that I made, that I'd give it a shot for, I think I said 3 to 6 months, give it a shot. And I really enjoyed the process, but when I was coming through the other side, I was becoming aware that I wasn't getting the traction that I wanted in this station. I wasn't getting clientele from it. I wasn't getting a lot of client interaction or people who were interested in the work that I was doing, my coaching work. And I knew I needed to change. I wasn't sure what that was, but I knew I needed to change. And I started getting some really timely advice from some people who were close to me saying that, you know what, maybe this isn't the space for you. Maybe you need to go branch off into something new. Maybe you need to be on a different platform. And I started to do some investigation, and then iTunes started to be something front and center on my mind. And I did a little bit of research, and it turns out this thing is free. I can do this for free. And now I'm not going to feel encumbered by having to put out certain content for somebody else. I can do it for me, the way that I want to talk, the way that I want to show up, for the clientele that I really want to serve. So I was becoming aware again that the previous option wasn't supporting me, and I wanted something new. And it really wasn't that hard to produce from all of the things that I had learned in the past. So noticing the synchronicities that has showed up last year that have built me up, my confidence, my technical ability, just the technology that I needed to get set up, everything was at my fingertips now. But if I had tried to force this back then, I wouldn't have been ready, and I may not have produced something that I was really satisfied with. So this whole past 6 to 8 months has been a preparatory zone for me to get my stuff together so that I could put out the quality product that I want to put out in the way that I want to put it out, and truly recognize and acknowledge myself for me and being unapologetically me in the process, only putting out content that resonates with me, which is what I believe is the meaning of why we're here, is to be able to follow that gut intuition, that inspiration, take action on that, and that's where we're going to be the happiest, when we're doing what we love to do and sharing that with others. So that's the personal development and growth spiral. Get an awareness, acknowledge how it affects you and what you want to be different. Allow new opportunities, people, and circumstances to show up, opportunities to show up, and then take inspired action as to what that step or action or activity is, and then notice what shows up as a result. And if you can be grateful for whatever shows up, whether it's a learning opportunity or a next step or a new awareness as to what you want to do differently and how you want to grow in your area of your life that has changed, this has been a positive experience. So if this was helpful, not helpful, clear, unclear, I would welcome any feedback, comments, questions as to how this can maybe pertain to your situations and how you can move through your situations using the personal growth and development spiral. Or if you wanted to just take a quick stab at noticing even when you're happy and when you're not happy, and then doing something different by noticing the synchronicities of your life, noticing what's working out, what's not working out, and then making some new choices for yourself. If you want some support and help with that, please feel free to send me an email at info@coachian.com and maybe set up a discovery session with me. I'm happy to have a free 15 to 30 minute conversation with you to see how I can help you move through this cycle a little faster than you could on your own, to help you refocus your energies and get you on the track to living a life that is more satisfying and fulfilling. So I think that'll do it for today. I hope to be of service to you in the future, and we'll see what my topic is for next week. So take care, everybody, and we'll talk next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Unapologetically Me podcast with Ian White, Life Fulfillment Coach.